We have a special guest in the studio with us. This young lady's been with us for a few years now, talking about a good thing that happens in the county. Carrie Carmen, how in the world are you?
Oh, I'm here.
Well, we're glad to have you. You're in planning stages right now. Tell folks what you are up to.
It seems a little crazy that school's not even out yet, and we're already talking about next school year. But we have started planning the 2021 back-to-school bash. Of course, 2020 was a little off due to COVID. We did still make it happen. We still gave out 550 backpacks full of supplies, hygiene products, lots of goodies. So we anticipate this year there being an even bigger need. You know, COVID has hit people hard. So we are in the planning stages. We're going to have a meeting May 25th at Hardinsburg Baptist Church at 5:30. So if you are a part of a church or a business or just you're an individual who wants to help, come out to that meeting. We'd love to hear everybody's ideas. We are trying to gather, you know, we know the traditional school supplies that these people need, but we've been in contact with teachers and schools saying, hey, what are those items that are non-traditional that you really need these kids in your classroom to have? And so we've tried to get a list of those things, but it's going to creep up on us very quickly.
It really is. You know, it's coming. And this past year, we talk about time often on the show and how time doesn't make any sense anymore at all. I think back to the 2019 back-to-school bash, which was an overwhelming success.
For sure.
I've never seen anything like it.
That was the first year that we really kind of went all out. We got the whole community involved, had that out at the fairgrounds, and we left that night exhausted but so excited that, A, there was a need being met.
Right.
We did not anticipate the need being that great. So we did, you know, start planning immediately for 2020. We're going to kind of take it and put it on steroids, and then COVID hit.
Right.
And everything just kind of stopped. And we knew, you know, with COVID, there were things we couldn't do, like bounce houses, but we knew there's still a need.
Right.
And so we found a way to, even if it's just a drive through and you pull up and we hand you a backpack, we want to make sure those kids have it.
And this year we're kind of playing it by ear, right? We're going to see.
I have been in contact with Dr. Nick Carter at, of course, the Board of Education, and we kind of have some ways that we think we could do this safely and it still be more like it was in 2019, where each group would have a table. There are some outdoor options for us where we could really space out and be safe. So we are trying to think through, because I do think, you know, we want to be able to interact with the community. We don't want you to pull up and us just kind of throw you a backpack and you pull away.
It does not feel the same, does it?
No, and it's, you know, with these businesses and these organizations and churches, one of the things, they could give out a school supply, but they could also give out information about what they do. So if Astra was there, they could give out information about the services they offer.
Sure.
You know, Allison was there with Breckenridge Health, and they gave out information. And I think that's part of it, too, is we wanted people to know right here in town, there are all of these things that can help you if there's a mental health need,
right,
if there's a drug addiction need in your home, if there's you need help with food, here's the places that can do that. So we really want to get back to those people being able to get face-to-face with the community.
Sure.
And so we are trying our best to make that happen, which is why we need the most people we can possibly get involved.
That's why we're talking about this in May, friends.
It is absolutely.
Because it's going to be here.
And, you know, we have a really good core group of people who we kind of sit all year and bounce ideas off of each other, but there's just things you don't think about.
Sure.
Because we all have our little area of expertise. Well, if mine isn't this, I don't think about, oh, yeah, we need to bring in that. So
right. We
are trying to come up with ways safely here in 2021 to kind of get it a better experience as far as getting the community seen and getting those services some advertising. But we do need all the help we can get. So if you are an organization or an individual or a church who wants to partner, you can show up to that meeting on May 25th at 5:30 at Hardinsburg Baptist Church. You can call me directly. My number is 270-617-4111. And just let us know, hey, we want to partner.
Sure.
We'll start that discussion with you on what that looks like. It's not a huge expense. So even if you're a little church or a little business, you know, Walmart runs really good deals on school supplies. Right.
And awesome. Friends, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, I think back on the 19. I miss y'all so bad last year because it was impressive. It was everybody left feeling really, really, really good. And it felt like, you know, you get older and things change sometimes. That day felt like home.
It did.
That was the most Brett County thing ever.
And it
back when you could hug people, it was awesome.
And it made you realize we didn't know going into it. So that first year, we planned 250 backpacks. Mm-hmm. If we can give out 250 backpacks. And we started, I think, at 5 that night. At 3 o'clock, the line was out to Fairgrounds That's Road. Right. And my heart was sinking. Like, we have 250 backpacks. There's more people than that in line. And the sheriff's office showed up with supplies that we didn't anticipate.
Right.
We had youth service center people say, hey, I've got backpacks. And we gave out 542 backpacks the first year. Mm-hmm. And we only planned for 250.
It was something.
It was unbelievable just how the people just – Chance Anthony took off to Walmart to go buy more stuff for us in the middle of it. So, I mean, people step up. All you got to do is ask. And so we are asking. This is not about one church or one group. This is an absolute community effort. And we know the more people we get involved, the better it's going to be. So.
Friends, it is a wonderful, wonderful thing. You do want to be a part of this. And, you know, and thank goodness we get to.
Absolutely.
What a good thing. And, you know, there is a need that needs to be met. And one thing I'll say about this county, we love our kiddos. And we will step up when it's time to help our kiddos out. So I'm excited. I hope we see you a ton more.
We can do
it. Before back to school time, rolling anytime. And, you know, again, so Tuesday the 25th, that's right?
Yes, 5:30.
Hardinsburg Baptist Church. Let's get involved, Brett County. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to come see us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
We'll be back.